is Let's Talk Boomers. And as I mentioned before the break, as boomers, many of us are caring for aging loved ones. In fact, a third of us are still working with families at home while trying to take care of our aging parents. And if your loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's, that care is overwhelming and you need help. Today's guest can help you. They are Anna Boland. She is the Community Relations Director with Ashley Gardens, a new memory care facility in West Ashley. And Tanya Longus, who is a highly regarded, very popular, certified dementia practitioner with All Care Living Services, who teaches the popular dementia dialogue classes. Welcome, Anna.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here today. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you very much.
Well, Anna, we're going to start with you. Tell us, what is Ashley Gardens and is it open?
So Ashley Gardens is a brand new premier assisted living for residents that need Alzheimer's and dementia care. We are open for tours and accepting deposits. So we're pre-renting.
That's awesome. Now, where can I find Ashley Gardens?
Ashley Gardens is located off of Henry Tecklenburg Boulevard in West Ashley, and it's right down the street as a point of reference from Roper St. Francis Hospital.
Okay. And if I want to schedule a tour, what number do I call?
843-556-4100.
Very good. Now, Anna, when I was looking at your website, and you're going to be open, I don't know if we said it earlier, in about a month, I think. Is
that
right?
That's correct. Looking at mid-May.
Okay, mid-May. What makes Ashley Gardens so special? I know you mentioned it has memory care. What is memory care exactly? What does that mean?
Sure. So what makes us different, Rebecca, is that our community, it is an assisted living, but we cater to and focus on residents that have a cognitive impairment, that have Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. And so we will have specially trained staff that are able to work with residents that have this disease.
So does a resident have to already be diagnosed to be able to live at Ashley Gardens?
That's a great question. Yes, they do. So they would need an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis.
Okay. And in the information I was reading, you have a really neat phrase, and it is honoring aging. What do you mean by that?
That is, when we say we honor aging, we appreciate and we celebrate who they are as a person now and who they were before the disease. And we do this by using our Meaningful Moments program.
So let's talk about that then, the Meaningful Moments. What is that?
So Meaningful Moments program, that program is pretty much the foundation of our day. When we have new residents come in, we go through an interview process with their family to learn as much as we possibly can about that resident, who they are now, who they were as a person, their likes, their dislikes, you name it, all the nuances that go along with that person. And then we are tailoring a care plan that basically embraces that, and that we can develop activities or programs throughout each day that are meaningful to that person so that their days are purposeful.
And when you say you get to know the family and what's of meaning to them, are you looking back into their lives a little bit?
We are. And that is because of the disease of Alzheimer's and dementia that deteriorates the short-term memory. And then we get back into that long-term memory. And a lot of times you see those behaviors or this new person emerge, or maybe not even new, so to speak, but who they used to be. And so if we can engage them in activities that perhaps they loved when they were in their 20s or 30s or 40s, whatever time frame they're in, so to speak, in their mind, and go into their world, well, then we can bring out that person and make their day meaningful.
And I would think having those interviews and conversations with the family would also prepare them for that new person they might encounter as their parents start to basically relive their past.
Exactly. And each family that comes to us, it's, you know, it's a different process for mm-hmm. everyone. And it's such a difficult decision. I've been through it with my family, just with my mother, my grandmother. And so I know how hard it can be and how you're looking for that peace of mind and wanting to know that where your loved one is, they're going to be safe and mm-hmm. happy and well cared for. And so we want to educate everybody in the community, which is why we're doing a lot of community events and community education and partnering with people like Tanya, who's teaching dementia dialogues, because whether they come to our community or not, we want to enable and equip them to better care for themselves and their loved ones, because it's not only about their loved ones, it's about them as mm-hmm. caregivers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Anna, about engagement, community education. If you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We're talking today with Anna Bolwin. She is the Community Relations Director for a brand new memory care facility that's opening up in West Ashley in about a month. It is called Ashley Gardens. And Anna, what is that website address for Ashley Gardens?
It's JEASeniorLiving.com.
That's JEASeniorLiving.com. And joining her today is Tanya Longus. She is very well known in the community with the program Dementia Dialogues, which is under All Care Living Services, is where, Tanya, you work, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, but yet you and Anna have partnered up recently to do Dementia Dialogues at Ashley Gardens, even before it opens. Why is that?
Well, the main thing is to be able to get an outreach to the community to give this information to on how to treat somebody who's got a form of dementia, and also just to train her staff and employees so they have good education when the families start coming and residing there at Ashley Gardens.
Okay, so it's part of laying that groundwork for understanding and giving mm-hmm. folks really practical tips and advice and what to expect and maybe even the questions to ask.
Correct.
Because you don't know what you don't know. That's a phrase I use a lot. Sometimes we honestly just don't even know where to begin. And you're there to help me figure that out, Tanya.
And I see that a lot. I have people who come to our class and they leave with a lot of information, but saying to themselves, gosh, I had no idea this is helpful or this will help me in the future. Or the main thing I hear a lot is, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have had this education before I even started taking care of my parents or my loved one.
Well, wow, it's such a wonderful service that you do. Is Ashley Gardens the only place that you give the classes?
No, I do classes throughout the Tri-County area. I average anywhere from 10 to 17 companies a year that I will provide this class. And it is open to the public. We always run our ads in the Post and Courier, so you can always look for that. That, you know, when those classes will be starting and out there.
And how long are the classes?
The classes are actually, it's a 5-week class, but it's one day a week for 1.5 hours.
So the commitment is basically a little over a lunch break.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the cost?
The cost is free.
Free?
The greatest thing about this program is you're getting all of this education at no charge.
Wow.
And the other thing about it, for anybody in the clinical side or the medical side, you will get 7.5 hours of CEUs, which is continuing education units, again, at no charge.
And how do I find out where these classes are and how do I sign up?
You can actually go to our website, allcarelivingservices.com, and we always have our schedule on there. Or you can call our office number at 843-832-9888.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tanya. That's great. So allcarelivingservices.com to learn more about those Dementia Dialogue classes. They're free. They're helpful. Now, Anna, let's talk about Ashley Gardens and how it is a great alternative, really, to having someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia that is at home. We want to keep our aging loved ones at home, but sometimes that can be a challenge, particularly if you're, like me, a sandwich boomer. You still have kids at home. you're working. So therefore, Ashley Gardens might be a good alternative, but there's probably some cost to it. What is that? What are some resources to paying for it?
Sure. So private funds, but also veteran benefits and long-term care insurance policies.
Okay.
And if you have questions about that, we welcome those questions and can help you navigate that.
That's wonderful. So you have folks there that can kind of look at the whole picture and help someone figure out, is this an alternative for me
and
my situation? We also talk a lot about on Let's Talk Boomers. We've talked about what to look for sometimes when looking for a care facility. And I had a guest on, Christine Sheffield, with the Parent Care Conversation last week. She mentioned, look at the grounds outside, the plants, the grass, the trees. If it looks well maintained, the facility inside is well maintained. If it doesn't look so well, like sometimes my yard, might be some concerns going on inside. What else should we look for, particularly with a Alzheimer's dementia facility?
Sure. Well, I think what you mentioned is very important. I think the aesthetics of the building and the cleanliness, smells, how it looks, very important. But also just as important, if not more important, is the staff that's going to be taking care of your family member, your loved one. And I would look for happy faces, smiling caregivers, staff that greets you when you come in. Happy staff equals happy, well cared for residents. And moving a loved one into a community, it's so difficult. So you want to choose the place that makes you feel good, a safe, welcoming, friendly, warm place. And safety is definitely first in our community.
So speaking of safety, and yes, I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. A happy place is going to, happy faces. That's going to be a happy care for your loved one. What specialized training do your caregivers have, particularly with dealing with Alzheimer's dementia patients?
Sure. Great question. So everyone will go through meaningful moments training at our community. We'll have monthly training. We'll have dementia dialogues training. And we're also hiring caregivers and staff that have a background in working with residents that have the disease, have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Okay. So sounds like lots of great things are going on with the training and the dementia dialogue. So, Tanya, I guess it's one of the reasons also you were over at Ashley Gardens is to
work with their staff.
That is terrific. Now, Anna, do you have a nurse on staff as well?
We do. And not only do we have a director of nursing, Rebecca, but we will have a nurse around the clock. And so the benefit to the family is there will always be a charge nurse that can assess situations. A lot of times in a community like this, if there's a fall, if something happens, residents may unnecessarily go to the hospital. That can be very traumatic for a resident that has Alzheimer's or dementia. And so we want to limit that as much as we can. And it can be really inconvenient, not only to the resident, but the family member. So having a nurse on staff will help with that.
I love that. Having experienced it with my own parents, any change like that is extremely traumatic, far more so than I was prepared for. So very good point about the staff that you have, Anna, at Ashley Gardens to take care of the residents around the clock and hopefully keep them there if
An age in place.
I love that. Age in place. We talk about that a lot as boomers, too, with our aging loved ones. Aging in place. Well, listeners out there, if you want to learn how you can help your loved one age in place, and it's all about planning and being prepared. We talk a lot about that on this show. Rick Durkee before me talks a lot about it from a financial perspective. The hour of power, as we sometimes say, and planning is always key. Part of that plan is learning and educating yourself. And Anna Bolin and Ashley Gardens can help you do that. I'm going to give out their website again. It's jeaseniorliving.com, jeaseniorliving.com. And Tanya can help as well with her dementia dialogue classes. AllCareLivingServices.com is how you can reach Tanya. Anna, before we leave, I want to say thank you, Tanya, for being here.
Appreciate it.
And Anna, you have a little giveaway. Tell our listeners about that and the phone number that they call. And if you're the fifth caller, you can win this giveaway.
So, Rebecca, we have a dining experience for four and tour to give away. And you can call 843-556-4100.
And so that number works today here on Saturday, 843-556-4100.
That works.
All right. Awesome. Again, that number, 843-556-4100. Be that fifth caller, and you can get a dining experience for four and check out Ashley Gardens yourself. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durbin.